Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
So Pujols, first hitter that he faces as a pitcher in his big league career, issues a walk, and now Austin Slater will come up against him. I'm speechless. I can't believe it.
They're going to go nuts when he throws first pitch strike.
He misses high to Slater, ball one. He's up with everything.
He's not finishing.
The pitch, and that's a strike. The people who have stuck around are being rewarded. Cardinals lead 15-2. Slater skies one deep and foul. My goodness. Way back there, but foul.
You don't want to see it, but you do. You want to see somebody lay a little toke down. Make Albert come off the mound, field the ball.
I mean, every player is watching from both dugouts. The 1-2, Slater drives it to center. But Bader comes in and makes the catch.
That was Austin Slater. He wasn't as lucky as Joey Bart or Luis Gonzalez, but he had an at-bat against Albert Pujols last night. We'll talk to him. A lot of things to discuss with the offseason issues, and obviously we'll talk about the Giants going into Colorado today. But he and other Giants have teamed up with Breaking Tea to create custom Giants-themed mustache May shirts. We'll tell you why they're doing that, which is a great cause. And we'll talk to Austin in just a second. But I'm curious to know what it looked like on the other end of a 42-mile-an-hour pitch.
Yeah, I don't think he saw 42. That was Luis Gonzalez was seeing 42. Albert was in the 60s. But why don't we ask him right now? I believe Austin Slater has joined us. So we just went back and we listened to your at-bat against Albert Pujols. First of all, when you went into the pre-series hitting meeting and you just saw St. Louis the weekend before, Austin, did the name Albert Pujols, right-handed reliever, come up at all? What the hell were you thinking about going into the box last night?
It did not. I wasn't super, super thrilled about it. I'm over off of position players. I don't know what it is, but I've never gotten a hit off a position player, minors or majors. And so there was kind of like that moment where I was like, oh no, not again. I'd rather see 95 than 55. It was actually one stepping in. It was great. It was a fun thing. I think I'll be able to look back on and say that I hit off about as well.
Yeah, it was interesting, and I wonder what you guys are thinking because everybody was on kind of the top step. But I watching the broadcast on ESPN, it was like he's warming up, and it still didn't click with me. Then all of a sudden, it's like Albert Pujols is going to pitch. What was the reaction like in the dugout?
Yeah, I mean, for a ball game, just like kind of getting out of hand for us, with Luis pitching and then Albert pitching, I think it made it enjoyable, not only for us, we're getting kicked in, that night, but also, for the fans watching, which I think was great.
All right, so I you said you never got a hit off of a position player. I'm watching your at-bat back, and I think the 1-0 pitch is high, but what are you going to do? You're going to bitch to Greg Gibson? That's Albert Pujols on the mound after he walks rough. Right. But then you see what you're talking about, because David Cohn during the broadcast was talking about what Luis Gonzalez did when he came in for the eighth inning was go way below the hitting speed. Don't throw 85, throw 45. So that Albert gives you a 1-1 pitch. I don't even know what that was. I have to assume it was his fastball. But you simply were out in front on that. So how do you How do you have to gear back on that? Like you're facing a slow pitch softball pitcher. How do you deal with that when it's so far below from the norm? I mean, it's like 35 miles lower than the norm.
You know, actually, I think Albert was kind of throwing in the BP range. That's kind of typically what you'd see like a BP pitcher throwing. But like when Luis was going in at 40, you know, at first he tried to throw 80 and, it straightens out and it's kind of like BP. But then once you get, I think below 50, maybe 55, it starts to get into that range where like it's a gravity ball and it's really hard to judge. Especially when you've been seeing, 95 plus all day. I think there's a fine line between throwing BP and then being able to like really mess with guys with the super, super slow speed.
Austin Slater is joining us. They just got out of St. Louis and they're in Colorado as they get ready to take on the Rockies. You'll hear it right here on the Sports Leader. What do you think of baseball in Colorado? Do you like it?
As a hitter, I love it. It's huge outfield, ball carries better. Breaking balls don't move quite as much. So as a hitter, I absolutely love it. I will say the games can get kind of wacky and out of hand. No lead is safe. So you have to keep your foot on the gas the whole game. And, it could be anywhere from, like a 2.5 hour game to a four and a half hour game. So, it's a different brand of baseball, but, it's typically an offensive driven one, which is, as a hitter, you'd love to see.
That's obviously a big reason why Cap brought in Luis Gonzalez to get four outs there at the end, because you got a series here in Denver where it gets weird. So who knows? You may have to pitch at some point. Hopefully you don't. But correct me if I'm wrong. Were you the last Giant position player to pitch before Luis Gonzalez last night? I remember an outing you had at Atlanta where you actually pitched pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I was the last position player. But I think luckily, Luis Gonzalez proved that he is the more dominant position player pitcher last night. So I'm hoping that will be my final pitching experience. It was fun up until the point where I stepped onto the mound and then I was like, oh man, I really got to throw strikes. Please don't hit any of these guys. Like, no one wants that. And I ended up walking the first batter, and it definitely tightened me up a little bit. So I'm glad Luis was successful last night, and hopefully moving forward, he's the guy.
Giants outfielder Austin Slater, good enough to join us, Pop and Lund here on the Sports Leader. May is always fun for you guys with the mustaches, and you guys are doing something really, really cool. Custom-themed mustache May T-shirts, and what's really cool about it is a portion of all proceeds are going to be donated to the Bring Change to Mind. It's a nonprofit that aims to end the stigma surrounding mental health issues, which is great that more and more people feel comfortable talking about it. But so you guys take a really fun thing, a bonding thing, I would imagine, in the clubhouse, and you make it into something even better.
Yeah, and, it's something that I think more people deal with than, most realize, and especially in the game of baseball, being such a tough mental sport, I think it was a no-brainer. We're all the guys are happy to contribute and be a part of this, and it's been unbelievable to see the support. It's fun at the same time, and hopefully the fans love it. And if they want to show support, they can go buy T-shirts with the, like you said, the proceeds going to benefit a great organization that does really good work.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
And you guys played well last year in the month of May with Yaz and his stash and even Doobie, we miss already, and you and Lamont Wade Jr. It was a fun thing, and you guys were able to turn that into successful baseball. But I got to get your thoughts. I know the writers asked you about this. There was a give and take with Cap between when you have a full beard like the manager does, and it's beautifully groomed, and it's just beautiful. Do you actually have a mustache? Is a mustache a stand-alone facial hair, or does the manager, because he has the full beard, Austin, are we including him in Mustache May?
You know, I think technically you do have a mustache and a beard. However, if you saw someone walking around with a beard, you would say, and a mustache, you know, as part of the beard, you'd say they have a nice beard. But if the person was walking around with just a mustache, you'd say, wow, they have a great mustache. So I think, you know, you're either a mustache person or you're a beard person. But if you're a beard person, you aren't also a mustache person. If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
I agree. 100%. Yeah, perfectly. I think the manager needs to shave off the beard. Now, what if he went Fu Manchu? Would that be a mustache? Or if he has a little soul patch at the bottom, how does that work? But I think he's got to join you guys and shave most of the beard off, don't you?
I think so, too. And I think both of those count. I think the Fu Manchu and, you know, having a little flavor saver at the bottom, I think those all are additions, nice additions to the mustache.
Yeah.
All acceptable.
Well, I would agree with you that, look, I lost a bet one time and had a beard and I had to shave it into a mustache, and the reaction is just different. I mean, some people can pull it off, some can't. I think it's totally different. Like, I heard Craw the other day say that, you know, he's all right because he has a beard. I'd like to see Crawford in a mustache. You're making a different statement with a mustache versus a beard.
Right.
It's just different.
And I think that's what the fans would love to see. I've been on Craw, you know, almost every day. You know, like whenever I'm shaving in the clubhouse, I'm like, hey, you want this? You want this razor right here? But he hasn't taken the bait yet. It's kind of become his beard has kind of become part of his identity, and I don't know if he's willing to let go of that quite yet.
Now that Doobie's gone, we can no longer ask who has the worst most. I mean, I guess we can, but he got that hands down, and I guess his stash just kind of fit Mauricio Dubon. It's like as Susan Slusser wrote, a French movie star would be the way he had it. Like, it was just kind of penciled in. But who has the best stash on the team? Yourself, Yaz, or the late night stash. Lamont? Or somebody else off the board? What do you think? What are you saying?
You know, I usually give it to Yaz. I do think that Lamont's is probably the fullest. And, you know, Yaz has the addition of the flavor saver at the bottom. So he's, you know, he's complimenting the mustache well. But it's close between those two. It definitely is close.
Is there somebody who just can't? Like, obviously, Dubon just couldn't. Is there somebody who has tried, but it's just not working? Maybe if you catch them in the right light, you can see it?
Well, you know, I would say Doobie had a mustache. You know, I think it's about
really?
The effort.
It is about the effort.
You know,
right.
I think it's about the effort. There wasn't nothing there. You know, was it like super full and lush? No. But, you know, the effort level was there. There was hair there. So, you know, I appreciate the effort. And, you know, he, you know, didn't care how he looked. And I loved it.
You're a good sport. Austin, we wanted to have you on so often during the offseason, being the Giant player rep during the, you know, the lockout and all that. And you're always just so enlightened in all the issues. The one thing I want to ask you about, because I think and hopefully you guys will win the National League West like you did last year, but the Dodgers are obviously a strong club despite what happened over the weekend in San Diego. And you may be in a mix here with St. Louis and a few other teams of the National League to make the wild card, but it's an expanded playoff this year. But they did not go to 14 teams, 7 in each league. They went to 6, up from 5. I kind of understand the ownership side of it, but I heard players did not want to go to 7 in each league. It would dilute the field. So just from the player perspective, Why did we reach an agreement in the new CBA to not have seven teams in each league make the playoffs, but merely six?
Yeah, I think you start to look at it, and when you get to seven and you're talking about 14 out of the 30 teams, you start to have to think about, all right, well, what is the threshold for a team to try to make an effort in the off season and in free agency to win extra ball games? And you start looking at certain teams and you're like, well, would they have added any players if they knew that they could get in as the seventh team and just make the playoffs and then hope for a hot streak and get in? And it also adds the component of, hey, like you could have some like teams that are potentially 500 clubs sneak into the playoffs. And is that really good for the sport? It kind of dilutes the, 162 regular season games, which, I think is a separator for baseball, and kind of what makes baseball special is the fact that you have this long, grueling schedule of games that, take place over 6 months. You're kind of taking away the importance of those games. I think you look at our race with the Dodgers last year and the importance of winning the division. That race going all the way through September, it was exciting baseball. It was night in, night out, competitive baseball, meaningful games, just because teams didn't want to be in that wild card, that winner take all wild card. So I think for players, it was about, keeping the regular season, relevant and important, while also, making sure that clubs had to add in meaningful ways, in the offseason. But at the same time, recognizing that, fans do want to see more markets in the playoffs, more teams with opportunities to win the World Series. So I think it was a fine balancing act there, and I think it was a good compromise.
Austin Slater's joining us, and again, Austin and other Giants are teaming up with Breaking Tee to create custom Giants-themed mustache-made T-shirts. A portion of all proceeds donated to the Bring Change to Mind, a nonprofit that aims to end the stigma surrounding mental health issues. There have been important issues, of course, in the Giants clubhouse. Drew Robinson, of course, around. That's got to be pretty cool. I know it's been a couple of years now with Drew, but that story is so amazing, and I know he's around the team a lot, so That's got to be a part of this too, to bring him in and obviously, like you said, bring awareness to the situation.
Absolutely, and Drew's been unbelievable, and bringing awareness to the issue. And his story is something that it's incredible to hear. It's incredible to see day in and day out. Now he's using his platform and, to bring change, but also to bring awareness and to help as many people as he can. I'm just, feel lucky to be a part of the same organization as him and, his work.
Hey, Austin, great stuff, man. Thanks for taking a few minutes of your time. We appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way. Stay healthy and, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Austin.
All right, there is Austin Slater.
Austin Powers.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.